I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast. And I'm your host, Laura Marie Shanehals.
Looking fine and I got my girl.
Okay, before we start the show, I just have a couple of announcements to make. The first one is that I will be on Radio Andy this coming Tuesday, March 14th. I'm going to be on Reality Checked with Amy Phillips. And I've been on her show a couple times before. It's so much fun. I'm really excited to go back. So if you listen to Sirius Radio, it's channel 102, and I will be on Reality Checked March 14th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And yeah, if you don't listen to Sirius, then you're exactly like me. I don't know how to do it. So Google it, figure it out, listen to it, or don't listen to it. But I hope you listen to it because it's going to be a lot of fun. The second announcement is that I just want to say thank you to a couple of Sexy Unique fans who have sent me in some of their fan art from Vanderpump Rules, not the podcast, please. And the first one is Liz, who has this amazing Etsy store, Garbage Mom. And she sent me these coasters. She makes coasters and magnets of Vanderpump Rules quotes, but then also like expands to the greater Bravo universe and includes a lot of Real Housewives references and everything. And they're really hilarious. They made me lol. And thank you, Liz, for those. So if you guys are in the mood to buy some Vanderpump Rules merch, check out Garbage Mom store on Etsy. And the second person I would like to say thank you to is Katie. For those of you who follow Sexy Unique Podcast on Instagram, you will recall the drama that went down when Katie Maloney Schwartz decided to kick back some tequila and comment on like a ton of my posts and leave the iconic threat, "I will clog your drains with my cum rags." So another Katie, the nice Katie, a fan of both the show and the podcast, made that threat into a gorgeous cross stitch that's honestly like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And she was kind enough to send it to me. And I just wanted to say thank you. I will cherish this piece of art for the rest of my life. And if my apartment were to catch on fire, God forbid, this is the one thing I would grab and save and run out of my burning apartment screaming with. So thank you, Liz. Thank you, Katie. Check out Reality Checked with Amy Phillips this Tuesday, March 14th. And we're going to get into the show now. Okay, we are ready to rock.
Yay.
Hi. This is my guest tonight is my dear friend, Carrie O'Donnell.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm really happy to be here.
I'm really happy to have you here. You're another New York import.
I just moved here. I blew in with the wind, and I've been waiting to be on this podcast. I'm not going to lie. So when you asked me to be on it, I was floored. Ugh. I think I gasped a little and immediately responded.
Well, I'm so honored to have you here.
I'm very, very ready.
So wait, so are you a Pump Rules fan from like day one, or like,
yeah,
what's your journey?
I mean, I'm a huge Housewives fan, mm-hmm. big Housewives fan. Obviously Beverly Hills was probably my favorite, mm-hmm. and I was, you know, captivated by Lisa Vanderpump, yeah. and I loved her restaurant, and I was very fascinated when she started bringing in the waiting staff like onto the show, and like I was kind of like, I feel like they're gonna be doing something with them because they keep like focusing on them and like the Sheena thing,
yeah.
So then when I saw that they're making the show, I was like devastated in a good way. Mm-hmm. So I have been, I've fallen off a little, I think, but I've like gotten back into it. I've rediscovered it this year.
Love
with
that.
This season. So
you do really good, like screen grabs on your Instagram. Yeah. And I wasn't sure if you were a Vanderpump fan. And then when I saw you do some of Lala when you were like announcing your move to LA, I was like, oh my God, thank God.
My announcement that I'm moving to LA. I sent out a press release, no. But I did use a video of Lala explaining, like, just how in LA you can just, like, hop on a private jet.
Yeah.
And just, like, casually go anywhere. Because
take
that's what happens. Yeah, we take helicopters. Yeah. We do private jets. Because that's just LA.
That's what you do in LA.
That's what you do in LA.
If There's you're fun. Hot, that's what
if
you do
If you're hot
in LA.
And you're an aspiring vocalist, pop vocalist, you can just get on a private plane.
R&B songstress.
R&B songstress. No, it's such good screen grab stuff. Like, yeah. I can just watch it, and, like, everything they say is just... I have to keep pausing it and rewinding it. And
yeah.
Either recording it or just making sure that they actually said that.
It's iconic sound bites from start to finish.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this week's episode. Okay. My first note is a flare-up, and that's Katie explaining... I can't... Like, I actually just cannot come to terms with the fact that she keeps referring to her flare-ups, like her problems with Tom. I just think it's like so gross.
I know. It feels like...
She's using like STD like terms to describe her loving relationship to her
fiance. It feels like a... What's like the ointment for like...
It's like a Breva.
Yeah. It's like an ad for it. It's like when your flare-ups come in, like you never know when a flare-up's about to happen. And it's something that we all deal with. So it's like... I get it, but it's kind of like I don't need to be reminded of like the body horror.
No, it is a body horror.
It's body horror.
It's David Cronenberg, but a relationship.
I would love to see David Cronenberg direct an episode of Better Pump Rules.
I would love it too, especially because like, okay, another body horror thing about Katie that I am continually horrified by is her leopard print tattoo.
Oh yeah.
It gives me a lot of anxiety every time I see it, and it's become like for some reason more and more prevalent.
I also want to know how old is she? Not that age really
I think
matters.
She's like 30-ish.
Okay.
31 to 34.
Yeah.
She's like pulling some Cameron Diaz in the counselor shit.
Doesn't Cameron Diaz like fuck a car?
Yes.
That?
And she has like a leopard print tattoo like all down her like
collarbone.
And it's really powerful, and it worked for Cam, but it's not having the same effect on Katie.
Yeah. Because it kind of denotes like I have a past.
I'm a wild girl.
I don't know if. Well, she does kind of have a. She is a little bit Dr. Jekyll.
She
Mr.
is.
Hyde.
Yeah. She does
I mean,
have
Tequila
a past
Katie.
Too. You know about the balcony fall?
No. Can you refresh me? She fell off a balcony when she was drunk?
No, well, not a balcony, sorry. She fell through a skylight when she was drunk. 25 feet.
Oh, yeah! Wasn't that like a major plot point? Like
that was just like a plot point of her past.
Of her
we
past.
Never got to see it on the show,
she like
sadly.
Alluded to it?
Yeah, but she has a tattoo now on her like... on her arm to commemorate the
to commemorate
date of
falling that. Through a skylight.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that is like, that's like not...
It's not that wild. I feel like I've had a lot of like drunken accidents that are
also,
not that intense.
Would you want
similar.
To remind yourself
Never.
Of falling, of being like a drunk idiot?
She's like, I almost died. She like sustained like mild brain damage and like...
She almost died from something she chose to do.
She's like, it was a really big wake-up call for me. But then she still is like binge drinking 24/7. So I don't understand. She's like, as long as I have the tattoo, I think I'm fine.
I mean, I guess I get that. Like, I mean, that's an impressive fall. That's like very cinematic.
I just, I mean, I wish that the show could have captured it and it could have been, I feel like it would have brought more empathy to her this right. season when you're like, oh.
That's why.
Yeah. It's like you're having a Skylight moment.
Right.
Like, and then you think back.
Skylight Katie. That's what they should call her instead of Tequila Katie.
Because maybe that's like a big part of the reason why she's like so mean sometimes, or like turns on a dime.
Because she went to like the River Styx, like through the Skylight was like her portal. Maybe she like saw some things on the other side and she knows that it's not good. So she's like crabby about it.
She came back. She went to the River Styx and they were like, you must take a soul down here in order to live longer. And she like latched her claws into Tom Schwartz and now she's like dragging him down.
Okay, yes. The Flare episode, going back to that, like, it's just, they're the, I mean, I love them. I do. And I get emotional like watching them because I think they're the, you know, I think for me, they're the only couple out of all of them that I want to like last.
Really?
I like Tom and Ariana, but I just...
You're rooting for
them. I am rooting
Katie
for them
and
because they're just such, they're so messy.
And they
it's just kind
of
like, it's kind
of
like.
Have an energy of belonging together?
No, they don't. They're not compatible at all. I mean, I don't know them personally, but like, I could venture to guess for what I gauge from the screen is like, I don't feel them, but I want, I can't, I don't know if I'm, I don't think that they're compatible, but I want them to work.
Yeah. Because would it reinforce like your beliefs in like love as a whole if they worked out?
Or maybe that like love can be worked towards and like love is sometimes not natural. You can just force it through sheer will and like.
And lingering eye contact.
Lingering eye contact and just like force in each other. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like watching them. It just feels like they're like.
This episode in particular was like such a testament to that because
it is, and even Lisa's like, oh, okay. One thing I was like really captivated by this episode was that Lisa, like, I get basically like the wedding is all about Lisa, like that's what it comes down to,
yeah.
And if she'll come, and like it all revolves around her because like she's, you know, the only reason
she's
why this show
matriarch,
exists,
yeah.
And she's kind of she's like the supernova or like the star kind of powering
she's the
all
talent.
Them. But I love how she's like, you need to prove your love to me in order for me to appear at this wedding. Like, she says that. She's like, I'll go to...
It was like a Beauty and the Beast storyline.
Well, it was like I'll go to this wedding if I know that it's gonna last or something. It's like Lisa's presence at the wedding literally... Because that's one thing that Lisa does in like, The Housewives, too. It's like, she's like, I don't know if I'm gonna come. And it's kind of like, okay, Lisa, like, you're gonna come.
Yeah.
But she loves to have the whole, like, theatrical, like... drama of like, will she come or not?
Well, also it's like kind of bad for her brand if she officiates a wedding that then like their relationship fizzles out
right
like a month later.
It's yes, basically it's all about her restaurants, like in their marriage, like her restaurants, her brand hinders like on, I guess I get it, it's an investment financially, but it's just funny to me that like she's kind of like, you have to prove your love to me in order for me to show up at your wedding.
Yeah.
But it's also just showing like how these two are not probably supposed to be together. Cause it's like Lisa's even like, guys.
She gave them a challenge and then 72 hours later they were like, we did it. And she's like, oh, that's wonderful. I will definitely come to your wedding.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck is anyone talking about right now?
No,
like,
is this how it works. Is this how reality happens?
This is like, their reality was like, okay, we got this challenge.
You have to go on like a scavenger hunt for Lisa.
They were like, she's like having dinner with them at the end or like lunch with them at the end. And Tom's like, it's like, we've just been like making eye contact for like the first time. It's like, we really see each other.
That's a really good impression of him.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I like have watched this enough to like, hopefully I do a good impression.
No, that's.
But like, I'm just like, okay, so you like held hands three times, didn't flare up for the past like
there were
no
flare
ups in the past 3 days.
And we sustained eye contact for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, you like took your relationship Valtrex double dose and then like the flare ups subsided. I'm so unclear on like what they think they've accomplished, but the editing of the show and stuff is now starting to pull on the heartstrings and they're coming around full circle to now make it all seem like really sweet and loving.
Yeah, who knows? I guess my hope again,
you're
like,
a hopeful person.
I am hopeful, and I do want them to be together. Like I told you before, like I'm getting like misty eyed like watching them, and it's probably the editing that shows how like they have to really work.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just like the editing is making them look like it's like they're not supposed to, but I don't know. But
I think it's like the producers and everyone are taking us on the journey this season. That's like, look how awful these people are. And they truly have like a bad relationship.
Wouldn't it be
like,
great though, like, if Lisa sent them on like
a vision quest?
Like, yeah, like a quest throughout the Southwest. Mm-hmm. And they had to like...
They like get buried up to their necks in like hot dirt.
Yeah.
And then like they get left by the tribe and then they're kind of each naked and have to like find their way back to each other while on peyote.
Yeah. Like they get blindfolded and driven out to the desert in a van and like they just get dropped off at like dusk and it's like pitch black and they're on peyote. And they like...
She's like, find each other.
Find each other.
Your hearts will lead you to one another and then I will officiate.
Yeah. If by sunrise, if you find each other... Then you know it's right, and I'll be able to officiate. And if not, she kills them. I don't know. If not, you die of thirst.
Yeah. Katie, like, morphs into, like, she, like, finds her spirit animal as, like, a leopard.
What do you think, genuinely, though, like, what do you think their spirit, like, what do you think they would morph into if they were, like, animorphs or something?
I feel like Tom Schwartz would be a bird of some sort. Like, he's kind of scared.
But, like, he's, like, doughy lissom.
What's that?
He's very lissom and, like, graceful and, like, stork-like almost, but he's, like, doughy.
He's kind of a stork.
His dad bod.
He's kind of a seagull.
He is a seagull.
He's Jonathan Livingston seagull.
He is a seagull.
He is.
And Katie's, like, I don't even know.
She's, like, a meerkat, but that's, like, almost too quick.
I think she's more truculent.
Yeah.
She's too, like, coming at you. She's, like, kind of a truck driver.
She's, like, a wild boar.
She's a little bit, she's like a monster truck rally. Like, I could see Katie at a monster truck rally. I don't know why. I could see all these people. I could see Kristen being like a flag girl at a monster truck rally.
Yeah. Well, Katie, also, I feel like you're saying that because of her stand-up style. You know, she was like,
yeah,
always in the punchline.
Right.
Like, it was like, she's kind of, she would be the monster truck announcer.
Wait, have you talked about Kristen's comedy?
Briefly. Okay. But I'd love to get into that.
I want to get into that right now. Just a little tangent. I know
her
we're
sketch.
Getting her sketch about like the penis thing.
Yeah.
And just like, I commend anyone for I've done like stand up and like, it's terrifying.
It's
and
a brave thing.
It's a brave thing. I genuinely think it's like, if you can get up and like put yourself out there and trying to make people laugh is the scariest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's brave to do that. But again, I think she's brave.
She's a brave girl.
That was brave.
What's interesting about Kristen is that she makes me laugh without doing anything. So, like, I think you have that ability, it's hard to then try and, like, actually make people laugh with your, like,
what was funny that, though? Bone. Like, was she...
I feel like I blacked it out a little
bit. She had a sketch comedy team down at the...
She's a troupe.
What was it? What theater was it? The Laugh Factory?
Or? No, it's actually one of these. It's like down the street on Melrose.
We're going,
the improv.
We're going right now.
Yeah.
I think I watched it on mute. Because anyone who goes up to perform, I'm like, it's like they're my friend. And I'm like, oh God. Yeah. So when she went up, I was like, no.
Yeah. Also, like, people's performances on the show are historically just like so awful. So I guess in comparison, like, to... I mean, I don't know. It's hard to compare because, like, Sheena's performance in season one was iconic.
No. That was like, iconic, but, like, Kristen, I would watch Kristen do comedy over Sheena sing.
Yeah.
Which is, so that's good.
Well, you'll probably get a lot more opportunities.
I'm going to see Kristen. I have tickets to see her next sketch show.
Do you?
No.
Oh, because there is, like, a comedy show happening soon that she's doing.
Is this so, is she trying to be, like...
I don't know what her life goal is.
Okay, well,
you know,
anyway.
I just know that she has a blog about vegetables.
I know. I've perused it.
Yeah.
I'm compelled by it, and I wish her luck.
I love that.
I could see her in the rom-com.
Can
you
see
her just kind of like...
She'd be
What
really...
would she play? She would play like kind of like a hard-nosed... Maybe like a chef of some kind or like like who's like... Kind of this like hard nose, like no nonsense. Like she's just trying
she
it on her own.
Like a vegan restaurant, but she's like had to like really fight to get here. She
says that a lot.
Yeah,
I've had to fight to get here, and like I'm not about to back.
She's like no nonsense, like totally hardened to the industry.
She's lived.
Yeah, and then someone needs to come along.
Maybe she was like, an actress, and she like had an epiphany and was like, "I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah,
I'm gonna open like an Amanda Chantal Bacon like." but like with edge mm-hmm. and like real. Yeah. I'm going to be a real vegan.
Hardcore.
It's like hardcore. Everything there is like you walk in and it's like, that's the whole theme of the restaurant. It's like, people just like, you walk in and like people just shove things at you.
Yeah. And like the wait staff's like kind of rude and aloof.
Yeah.
And she's like, you don't like, you can fucking leave.
Yeah. You can, I don't know. What do you want to order? Like, I don't know. Like, when they're like, can I get that? I don't know. Can you?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think like a food critic comes in to like review the restaurant.
Yeah.
She could have a lesbian rom-com.
Oh, yeah.
I think that that would be even more edgy.
I could see her.
Yeah.
Maybe she is.
She gave... I felt it. I felt that energy around her.
She's explored, but I think she's, like, cool about it. She's, like, unabashed. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I've done it.
I mean, she and Brittany, like, hooked up yeah. for all intents and purposes.
I like Brittany.
I love Brittany.
I think genuinely think she's, like, really sweet. Funnily enough, I think Kristen... Or I think Brittany and Jax are better together than Schwartz and Katie.
I think so, too. But I also wonder... Because, like... So, I think Jax and Brittany have been together maybe, like, a year and a half... And now is the part where I'm starting to see like cracks in the relationship yeah. a little bit as Brittany's far as like things that he says that like irritate her.
Yeah.
Like when he's like, come on, I got to get my dick sucked. Like, and she's like, I'm going to kill you. And like, I think that
like
those
when her mom
over
came
time.
Too.
When her mom came was sad.
Yeah.
But like, I feel, I think allegedly they're getting a spinoff. That's like the hot goss. And so it's going to be like a will they or won't they like get engaged is like the whole thing that it will lead up to.
I would watch that.
I mean, I'll watch literally anything. I'm like, who am I? I'm not going to act like
I feel like that could
it,
actually
not.
Like I was like silent when you said it, but I think I was. I'm
it's
going
to be a lot. Like it's going to take a lot of commitment on our parts to like.
What do you
be
think
it'll
be called?
It. You don't know Jax.
You don't know Jax. Oh, my God. You don't know Jax.
You don't know Jax.
You don't know him like Brittany do.
Yeah. I think that that's coming. So just like mentally and emotionally prepare for
I'm
that.
Waiting.
Maybe get a service dog. Like Kristen's
a comfort dog.
Service dog.
Yeah. That I love that scene. We can talk about Stassi's dating.
We can talk about Stassi's dating.
Can I tell you that I loved what she wrote on her Tinder?
You love it. I wrote it down. It was what
murder.
Is it? Brunch dogs, wine, ranch, murder, aliens.
Ghosts.
It gets cool. It starts off horrible yeah. and then gets cool. And you're like, okay. But I'm also like, what I love too is these girls are so mean to each other. Like,
yeah.
they're going out to lunch to like on the premise that like Kristen's going to help her like yeah. get her dating profile filled out.
Yeah, yeah.
And Stassi's like, what should I write? Like brunch dogs, wine ranch. And then Kristen's like, sure. And she's like, but I might as well just write I'm basic. And Kristen's like, well, you are.
I know.
They're always making digs at each other that are not lol at the end of the day.
No,
it's
they're really cruel.
Like your passive aggressive, mean way of being like putting your friend in her place.
They're really cruel.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm going to say it again. I loved what she wrote because it was like, she was like, murder, ghosts. Like, because I'm like, I would swipe.
Yeah, I was going to, that would be my next question. Would you go on a date with that girl?
Hell yes.
Yes.
Like if I saw her like on Grindr, I'd be like, yes. She's fun.
Grindr's a great place to actually.
I feel like Stassi has a Grindr.
Yeah, I hope so. I have a Grindr.
Just you do?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
That's so funny. I've seen girls on it, just like they're just here to make friends.
Just curious, you
just
know.
Curious.
It's the only dating app that I haven't deleted from my phone since having a boyfriend because I'm not like super
yeah.
using it. But
do you
like,
use it with like gay friends? Do you like go on?
Sometimes I do, where if I know someone's updated their Grindr photos, then I'll go on and like comment at them.
Wait, I love it. Because I feel like some gay guys would be like, that's like.
It gets a mixed response. Like some guys,
yeah, this
some
is
guys
not
are
your,
mean about it.
This is not your space.
Some guys are funny about it.
Yeah.
And then some guys are sexy about it. And it's like kind of the best of all worlds.
So is it just a picture of you?
Yeah. It's like a. It's,
Stassi has Grindr. Stassi's like a
Stassi
top.
Stassi should be on
Stassi's
Grindr because I feel like she's
Dom top.
I feel like she's gonna have a hard time dating.
Oh yeah,
and it's, like with that, with her personality and her just like general demeanor,
yeah.
it's gonna be difficult to like find a guy that can put up with all of that and like jump in and like be able to swim in
well,
the
who
same
Who was the guy when she
her?
Went on that her that birthday trip? I think when she was in the hot tub with that guy.
Oh yeah, are they dating now? Is she dating IRL. Someone from Summer House?
That show, by the way, is so, I mean, that's another podcast.
I haven't even watched that.
That show is pretty. You would love it.
Really?
It's like, I mean, I guess maybe I like it more because it's, I don't like it more, but I related to it because it's like New York. But like, I've never done a summer share at the Hamptons or anything, but like, it's glorious.
Okay. But, I mean, it's on my list.
Like, but I was offended for her. That guy who's on the show.
He was really rude to her.
And he's on the show.
He's
on,
awful.
On Summer House. Yeah, but he's like charming. Like,
is he?
He's a dick. But he's like, he's like a straight bro asshole that I would like have fun. He would be fun.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be fun to like hang out with.
Okay.
But he was so mean to her in Blackout and scary.
Yeah.
And I was like, Stassi's, you're too good for this. Like, I said out loud, Stassi's too good for this guy to my mom.
Stassi
has one.
Yeah. She should definitely get on Grindr. That's like, I would also, I have like a hunch that she's trying to lay groundwork to have her own spinoff show because it's talking so much about her family and like her dating and stuff. And I'm like, please God spare us. Like, I don't want this.
I don't need like.
But if she had a show that was like grinding with Stassi, I'd fucking watch the shit out of that.
I feel like she's just going to end up with a gay guy.
Yeah.
Like not even like sex or any, just like straight up, like we'll just end, like, because I feel like a gay man is the only person that could handle her
and also like fully appreciate her.
Oh yeah, but she, you know what I mean though, like, yeah. Her personality is like that guy she went on a date with was really cute and,
he's
like,
really cute, but he's too diminutive, like he's not gonna be able to like compete with the personality.
Yeah. I also loved when she was like, he has one of the best Instagrams I've ever seen, he travels a lot. Which for me is like code for like, okay, that person's terrible. Traveling Instagrams are the worst.
I know. And also, if someone has like a really good Instagram, they're like dead inside.
Oh, they're horrible.
Like a curated, lifestyle Instagram.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's like a dead inside. But like, if you're consistently giving good, funny content, that's like a whole other can.
Yeah.
But I don't think Stassi's looking at like, she's not like, he's
God bless
like a
her.
Content curator. No.
She didn't mean that. She meant like, he goes like to Bali.
Yeah. He snorkeled once.
He snorkels and like, this picture, look at this picture. He's underwater.
Oh, Stassi also was like so obsessed with goat cheese. Like, can we talk about that?
Oh, the fried goat cheese balls.
The goat cheese balls. But then at this restaurant that she and Kristen went to, she also like ordered a goat cheese salad.
Yeah,
and
she
has like a real.
She's really obsessed with goat cheese.
She loves goat cheese so much.
First of all, I loved how Kristen came over and they drank before the date.
Yeah. And like getting ready, and like she brought like four outfits.
I mean, I'm now, I don't drink anymore, but I drank on dates, but I never drank on it before a date.
No. I wouldn't pregame a date with a cocktail. Also, what I love about these people on the show is that like, say like someone came over and maybe if I'm in like a mood to drink or if I'm in a drinking space, I'll be like, would you like a glass of wine or something, or like a beer? But they're like, you want a drink? And they like make a cocktail. Like, Kristen like made like screwdrivers and then they like sucked
like,
them down.
It's like 1981.
Yeah.
And they're making screwdrivers in their apartments with like Venetian blinds.
It's like
blinds.
4 in the afternoon and Kristen has nowhere to be. She's just
Kristen's
having
ready to
a
go.
Screwdriver.
She's like ready
She's like,
to drink.
One, I'll have two. Yeah.
Let's have a cocktail. She's like, let's have cocktails.
Yeah, they are always having cocktails.
And it's, you know, I support the journey, but like.
But it's also, I'm just like, you guys drink, like, I don't even know people that necessarily drink like that.
I mean, I do. I mean, I did, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's extraordinary
a
that
daytime
she.
A daytime home cocktail to me is a different journey than like a bar at 4
and where did they go on, I mean, I don't know, did you recognize where they were?
I knew where they went on the date, which was actually it's like on Melrose Place. It's like this restaurant on Melrose Place that's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like it's more of like a business lunch spot than
power
like
lunch.
It's like a power lunch spot than a dinner spot, but it's like quote like a nice, it surprised me because I mean that lunch spot that she and Kristen went to is like on the corner
that looked like Panera.
It's awful. It's on the corner of Cahuenga and Franklin. Every time I drive by there I get like full shudders and I'm just like, ugh.
It looked like,
and
I thought they were in Panera all the time. Well, it's probably because they have space for the film crew,
but also they love it there.
They love the goat cheese
salad there. And then they also sometimes sit out. They've filmed there before and have sat outside.
In the blinding sun.
In the blinding sun. And also it's like an incredibly busy street corner yeah. where like exhaust fumes would be in your face. Like they would like spray a layer of exhaust on your omelet.
They like that. Up,
and they love it.
They love it.
They love that. It's a real, gritty.
This is Kristen's restaurant. It has
a road.
You know, there's a chance that you'll pass out from yeah. the fume. She has like a fume going into like a whole
so many fumes.
And they just have cars. They have like, because you know, like when you're like, I live so much near Sunset Boulevard, and yeah. that night I hear like, like the
motorcycle.
That's like
this restaurant.
And Kristen fucking lives for that shit.
She lives for it. And they love, like, and LA, what a thing that I don't understand about LA is that there will be outdoor seating at places where yeah. it's like, I don't want to sit outdoors. Like,
but they just
want to
know.
This is actually like,
but they want the idea of sitting
playing
outside.
Playing with fire.
Yeah. But it's like all about the, like, we're outside.
They love it. They're
open
like,
air.
Should we sit in the patio? And they're
open
like, yeah.
Air but yeah, that, but the date was like, I mean, you know, obviously she's going to make it like, it's going to be kind of a disaster because it's
yeah.
she's trying to do like the like life with Loopy. You
she
know,
also
like.
Does this like, she was doing like a different voice. Stassi has different voices that she does for different scenarios.
What was it?
Her voice was like super cute. Like she was kind of yeah. doing like a cutie. She was like thank
Paris
you so much.
Almost like Paris.
Yeah,
like Paris
a little bit of Paris.
Voice.
Like a little flirty, but like higher pitched and like more like, her little kitty voice.
I thought he was really sexy.
He was hot. And he seemed to have his shit together. He has a great Instagram.
Yeah,
he
what
travels.
Did he say he did? He was like, I do.
He does like data something.
He does.
Something,
he, but he had a great quote. It was like, and she lulled at it and I lulled at it too. So it was like, I do merging and something about technology.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. You know?
But he had a probably like killer job.
Great job.
Six figure, I would assume, maybe.
I know. He upper. Seemed like, if he chose that restaurant, I would have been like, I'm impressed
yeah,
by that.
But also like.
But also, did they just have one drink? Did they have one glass of wine and then like part ways?
Well, she said that she was really hungover the next day. So I think.
I feel like she's really hungover every day.
Yeah, she's just really hungover. Maybe they low-key had a lot of wine.
Maybe.
But I love how she was, what did that beautiful quote, where she was like, don't you love to sleep? And I agreed with her because he was yeah. like, I get up every morning at 6 a.m. to like
and
run.
It's like she's like that's not gonna work
she's
for
like
me.
It's not gonna work. I sleep till 11
yeah
because what is she
also he's like I love to like work out and she's like I live a sedentary lifestyle yeah. I was like
he was like I love to go
which
on
also
hike.
Shocks me is like that none of these girls except for Sheena work they don't work out
no.
Kristen sometimes goes to like the boxing classes but
Kristen,
like
I'm telling you Kristen's like works out by like race car driving. She works out on the track.
Kristen's cardio is just like 4 grams of coke.
Kristen's cardio is
she's
flooring
like,
it.
I have worked out 5 times this week.
Kristen's cardio is just screaming at people on the road. Get out of the way! She screams at like some like
road rage and coke. Yeah. And that's how she gets her heart rate up for like 30 minutes to an hour every day.
And fuck it. But she he
but
was
she looks great.
She's Kristen's great. Their bodies like put like I'm their hip bones could,
I'm like how
cut
do they
through
do
my like bone.
Yeah.
Their
all
hip bone
like, very
could cut
thin.
Through my bone. My soft like gay bones could be like pulverized and smashed. But anyway, I was kind of like Stassi, this guy is great.
Yeah.
Like he would and he seemed into her, which was kind of like I mean, no offense.
No, but it's like, just take it. I mean, I don't... like, I feel like her journey is a hard journey where it's like, you're limiting yourself.
You're
but
limiting...
By being on the show, yeah. you've now cut out a lot,
dude,
a huge chunk of your dating
this dude,
pool.
Don't know what his motivation was. I mean, clearly, I think he just was genuinely into her.
Yeah, he seems
but maybe,
nice.
You know, and he's like, we can go on, we can travel together.
You know what? It was a blind date that was set up through a friend. So that's, I mean, but that's still good.
But
like, he still went on it.
Yeah, but he probably had, like, do you think he signed the waiver before the NDA, like,
before he, right as he got to the restaurant, like, probably
you, or did he come there and was like, what the fuck?
The camera crew was probably all set up and then they like had him sign before she
arrived. He had to know, like, he probably knew. I'm sure the friend was like, she's also like the star of a reality show,
so you're gonna like be filmed on a date,
so like just be really nice.
I'll bet he was like hoping somehow that his Instagram handle would get mentioned so that he could get followers.
They had, they had shots of like his actual shots, but like, I don't care about that because I wanted to actually find him.
Yeah, I would have loved to find him.
But like, maybe he was like, we can travel together. We can, you know, she's a killer following.
Yeah. They could have been like a lifestyle couple.
Honestly, I could see her having that journey.
Yeah, I could too.
I mean,
just with another like influencer.
I'm obsessed.
She has a huge following. Like,
all these people do.
Her podcast is really popular. And she has, like, a lot of Instagram followers. She had the style blog.
Oh, right. When she lived in New York.
Style by Saucy.
She moved to New York for,
she
like...
She's like, you know what? I'm going to have a fashion blog now.
You know what? I'm going to do something that no one's done and move from New York to New York from LA.
Yeah. And then I'm going to start my fashion journey.
The stint was brief, right?
It was brief, and then she was back. She came crawling back and like got back on the show.
Wait, can you refresh me on what she's exactly doing
with her life?
Modeling?
Stassi? No, she does her podcast.
Okay.
Straight Up with Stassi. It's right. Like actually like insanely popular. And then,
is it on Sirius?
It's on CBS Radio, I think.
Oh.
And then I think she does that and then does the show.
It's probably good. I mean,
I think she
her.
Makes good money from
she,
it.
She lives well.
Yeah.
She does well,
she
as
does
my
well
mom
for
would
herself.
Say when we were younger. They do well. We do.
You know, she's like buying Chanel purses and like suede over the knee boots. So
and her like wise sage little brother.
He's the smartest.
He keeps her in line.
He's the smartest person on this entire show.
Or maybe the entire earth.
Yeah. He truly is like an otherworldly being.
And she gets like actually good advice from him.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, Stassi, like,
she should
come
listen
on.
To him more often.
Yeah.
I wonder who he would set her up with, like, for dating and stuff. He basically told her, he was like, you need to shut up and learn how to not talk so much so you can, like, meet someone. I feel like he told her that once.
My frustration, this is, again, like, I get very, like, I forget, like, because I don't have a TV. So when I do sit down to watch these shows, I forget how invested I get and, like, how I was rooting for her with this guy. I was like, okay, this guy's great. Like, he's into you, like, you're hilarious. Like, I do think she's genuinely hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're fucking funny. Like, you have a big personality. Like, go for it, you know? And then at the end of the date, she's like, no, he's not my type. He's boring.
Yeah, but like, I think that Stassi and a lot of the women on the show still struggle with their own, like, self-acceptance issues and like they have like serious self-esteem problems, so when she meets a guy that's like really good like that and would actually be maybe a good match or like someone to explore, it's like
they have to be careful.
Yeah,
because I know, like, I mean, it's the show is
I mean,
show.
Her track record with dating is like, you
I
hate,
loved when they gave us
you a- hate yourself and but a little bit less with every guy.
I did love when they had like, they showed like the kind of camera, the photo album of all her past beaus.
Yeah.
And, but
like Frank.
Oh, right.
That was dark.
So the thing though with these women is that they have like a platform and they have like people, they're going to be creepy glommers who like are going to use them for like their Bravo fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they need to be careful. And like, here was this guy who like works in tech.
Yeah.
He wanted to woo her. And he loves to travel and go scuba diving.
Yeah.
And snorkeling.
And she's like, no.
She's like, no, he's boring. And he goes on hikes.
Stassi wants like a heavy drinker, like burly man. She wants like.
She wants like Kristen.
Kristen wants her too.
Maybe
I feel
they should
like.
Just be together.
I feel like they should be together. I would watch their reality show.
Well, Kristen was like. I met the love of my life on remember she said I met the love of my life on Tinder, so she's like, don't knock it, Stassi, but secretly I'm like, you guys should just date.
Be together
and that wouldn't even make them gay. They just need to be
they belong together.
They can drink screwdrivers
and like get ready. I love that Kristen's just like, Kristen's so bored with like Stassi's narrative of not fucking a guy on the first date. I loved that. She's literally like, why are you even talking to me if you're not sucking his dick? Like, Kristen is an old seasoned truck driveress.
I'm having problems. No, it's...
Kristen's, like, sucking down her screwdriver. She's like, if you're not fucking him, then...
No, but I love that. Like, I've been there.
I know. And that's another instance of, like, the girls being really mean to each other when they're all at the beach. And, like...
Oh, right.
When they're all at the beach and Stassi's like, I ain't even date last night. We made out all night. And she's like, but we didn't have sex on the first date.
And Kristen's like...
What? Kristen's like, why wouldn't you have sex on the first date? And Sheena goes, well, she's not you. And then Kristen was like, I know.
Yeah.
Kristen's not trolled by, like...
No. I mean, and
I live for that.
I live it. And
Kristen refuses to be put in a box or slut-shamed. God love her.
I get annoyed when they're, like, when they cut at her like that. And yeah. It's like...
It's old news. Get over
also,
it.
Also, like, including myself, a large majority of people have, like, done that on first dates.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's nothing wrong with
Don't act like you're so coy. Like, let's be real. But I loved what you said about getting ready. That could be like 90% of the relationship.
Yeah.
Just getting ready, the blow dryer on in the background, mm-hmm. and just like
outfits laid out on the bed.
Yeah. Having like, you know, your shower outfit.
I also like if one of them's getting, I like when both of them get ready for stuff and they like sit on the floor.
Yeah, they're like sitting on the floor, maybe having like a bite of like pasta from the night before.
Or like some goat cheese and crackers.
Yeah, just some goat cheese and just fueling up. It's before they start drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
I also
just love it when one of them gets ready and the other one just binge drinks and watches them.
I know, like, but that's pretty real. That's like kind of, I mean, that's like
they're
very college.
Like best friends.
They're best friends. They're soul sisters.
Their relationship needs to be explored in a different series.
I've done that though. Like you just get ready with your friends going somewhere and like you just drink with them and then like they go to somewhere like really cool and fancy and then you're like, well, now I'm drunk.
And you're like, well,
now I'm drunk and I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Take this to the couch.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Wait, can we talk about, let's talk about Lisa's house.
Okay, a mausoleum. Villa Rosa is a mausoleum.
Villa Rosa, it's like Disneyland.
It's a crypt. Yeah. Right? It's like, you know, like, there's a really nice graveyard near my parents, and it has, like, these... No, it's really beautiful, and, like, we've considered, like, moving my grandmother there, like, mm-hmm. her... And it's, like, awesome. It's, like, vast and sprawling, and they have these huge mausoleums, and they have these, like, big glass, like, walls.
Oh, pretty.
And stuff. Like, there's, like, glass, like, moments.
So the people in the mausoleum can, like, see out of it.
Yeah, or just, like, you go... I think it's, like, corridors. Like, they have these, like, kind of loft. But, like, that's what Lisa's house looks like to me. It's, like, this really nice mausoleum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... I just love it. And, like, it's this... It's, like, surrounded by a moat, literally.
Yeah, with the swans.
With swans.
Which is a power move to have swans.
Why?
I just think that it's, like, they probably require a lot of upkeep.
Oh, yeah.
Swans are also incredibly mean.
They are.
I went to a boarding school that had swans, and swans, like, would attack. Like, wait. You could not get close to them.
Oh, yeah. You went to some, like...
I went to, like, a crazy, like, therapeutic boarding school for troubled teens, and we had a
right.
lake
I'm not laughing.
In the middle. No, it's fine. It's hilarious. And we had a lake in the middle of the
what
campus.
What state was it in?
It was in California. It was okay. in Northern California.
Oh, okay.
And then there were two swans that, like, patrolled the lake. And if you got too close, they'd hiss and, like, try and bite you.
They were, like, tyrants.
Yeah. They are true evil.
And Lisa... So Lisa has, like, when you walk up to her home, you're already, like, on edge.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what you mean by
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So it's, like, a power. So it's, like, she's like, just asserting. And also...
You're submissive when yeah, you walk in.
Her... And the weird thing about her swans is, like, there was an episode of Vanderpump Rules where, like, Ken carried a swan down Santa Monica Boulevard. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
He did. And so the swans are, like, docile to Ken and Lisa, but,
all
like...
All animals are.
Yeah.
No, but I love it. But that's... I mean, that's very Lisa, though. Like, you... Yeah. In her presence, you're the sub.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Totally.
Anyone in her... Which is great. And yeah. I love her for that. And I think... So you're saying, like, you walk up to the moat, you're like, fuck, I have to cross this, like, raging moat.
Thing, like, I hope these swans don't, like, hiss or and then, bite me.
And then one of them, like, gives you, like, charges a little.
It's like...
Yeah, and it's kind of like, by the time you get to the glass wall...
You're just, like, shaking, like,
please let me in.
And then you're at her mercy.
And then she kind
of... Will you get let in or not?
And then you get to... and then you watch her sort of come... In from the horizon, getting bigger, coming up. And then finally she's there and she's like, oh, hello. Like, mm-hmm. thank you for, I didn't know you were here. You know, even though she like had saw you from a distance.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
On like multiple cameras, like yeah. security cameras.
That was a visual for everyone listening. I hope I painted
of
that.
How it goes when you get to Villa Rosa. Also, something I loved from last episode was that we got to see Lisa's bedroom, which I feel like.
It's rare.
I haven't gotten to see.
I think we've seen Glimp. Or maybe in the
maybe
old house.
Maybe on Housewives or something.
The old house, I think.
Yeah, but
where
I think.
Is Villa Rosa in Beverly Hills? It's
I
not,
don't
right?
No. It might be in Beverly Hills or Bel Air.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's like literally on the hill, and it's like the only house on that.
But
hill.
It's literally a glass box.
Yeah. It's a glass box on like a cliff. I feel like their backyard turns into a cliff, and then it's just mm-hmm. like, then the cavern.
Void.
It's like From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Where over the cliff. Yes. Just like all the cars.
But I love when Katie and Tom came over.
What did you think about them hiring that tuxedo guy?
Again, this is like this weird thing that Lisa's like, you must prove your love to me. And it's like they have to do all these like sort of like almost like it felt like a fucking Ren Faire. Lisa would love a Ren Faire.
Lisa would live. She has the perfect body for a Ren Faire look.
Yeah. Why? Like she would love, like, can't you see her like just... I've always wanted to go to a Renaissance fair.
They have them in California.
I know. I really want to go. I really want a turkey leg.
I feel like it's coming up soon.
Well, we'll go.
Yeah, we'll go.
But I've always wanted to go to one. And I feel like... And I've watched many videos. I've watched like... But I feel like she would really...
Shine.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has the accent already going for her.
Like her acting. Her acting. She could be a great actor at a Renaissance fair.
Yeah.
But that's what it felt like to me.
It was weird though. Like, did they hire that guy? Do you think they paid him like...
Yeah.
$350 to like film that scene?
I think Bravo paid.
You think so?
Do you think they paid? Oh, actually, you know what I've actually heard?
I don't think Bravo pays for that kind of shit.
I think that a lot of the stuff they like on Housewives and stuff, I think it's out of their own pockets.
Yeah.
Like parties and like, I think trips is all, that's the network.
But I don't think on Vanderpump Rules, I think it's like they play in a different pay field where right. they don't get anything.
Yeah. I did think that they paid for that. And it was cute. To ask that guy to ask Lisa.
Really?
I think it was them.
It weirded me out that they did that.
You didn't think it was charming at all?
No, I thought it was weird.
Lisa thought it was weird.
I'm with Lisa. I would have been like, why are you going through this other... Why is this guy a conduit for this question?
Do you think she looked uncomfortable?
She seemed very uncomfortable.
She did seem really like, this is fucking weird.
I love that Tom Schwartz is like, well, you don't have to... We're not trying to like put you on the spot.
And she was and like...
It's like
And she kind of said, like, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like...
Another power move by
like,
Lisa.
It's just constant power. It's like...
She's always asserting.
She's always living in Dynasty.
Yeah. It's really major. But, like, I was just shocked by the whole way that that went down.
It rocked you.
It rocked me. I was
I can
like,
see it in your face.
I don't understand... If I was engaged and then my fiancé came to me and was like, let's hire...
Our boss?
Let's hire this old guy.
This old man who like...
Is that what he does?
They found him like on...
He's like on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, hey, you want $150 bucks?
It seemed like it. Like Times Square.
Did he come in his own car? Did he come with them?
He walked.
Where does he go after? Does he just wait out by the car while they then have the rest of their conversation?
He walked into the moat and sank.
He drowned. It was like assisted
suicide. It was weird though. Like that
it
whole
was weird.
It was.
I just didn't.
I also think
get
it's
it.
Weird that like you're. Let's have our. It's all about like can, what I don't know. Like our boss, but I guess she's the reason they're all on Famous.
When Katie started to cry, I felt bad for her a little bit.
Yeah,
but then not really.
I don't feel like when they were talking on the beach about like they're like we've really been through a lot. Like it just doesn't seem like they're. I don't know. It's like the weirdest.
There's like a disconnect.
There's
where
such
it's
a
like,
disconnect.
And even like
Schwartz
in Katie's
has really good
one-on-one,
vocabulary, by the way.
Yeah, he does have good vocab.
Yeah, he has great. He uses great words.
There was this moment where in Katie's like interview part, she's like, "Things are really, really bad and fucked up, but like, I really want to get married so we can figure it out." And it's like, is that?
Yeah.
Why do you think that that's what marriage is?
Didn't someone on the beach say that? Like Kristen or someone was like. So you're gonna, it's like, let's wait and see. Let's just go ahead and wait and see.
Yeah.
Go for it. And then like, we'll figure, you know what I mean? Like that.
That's like not how it works.
Yeah. It's like almost saying.
They're like, just try it.
It's like getting married without having lived together or something.
Yeah.
You know?
It was really weird. The whole beach day was really depressing to me.
It felt like that scene in She's All That. What was it? Were they in Malibu?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was just weird. And also Katie's hair was really confusing in that scene. I was like I paused so many times trying to figure out like what braid was where and if it was like
yeah.
just like two little cute kind of like boxer braids
right.
or if it was like but it was like one braid down and then like a lump and then like
yeah.
that just sat to the side. It was so confusing.
She did it in the dark. That morning, like, the blinds were still down. They all have, like... And I have it in my apartment, too. Like, I love... My window has, like, those Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed. They all have it.
The vertical ones?
Yeah, that
wind.
Mm-hmm. Like, beach house
blinds.
They
make the little, like, kind of clicking sounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They all have those.
They all have that.
So she did it in the dark. I mean, they all... The thing is with these people is, like, they're all, like... They're all really hot.
They are?
I think like when they're all, even, I think they're, honestly, when they're like kind of, maybe I'm being way too, am I being too?
No, that's a really liberal? Good. No,
I feel like when they're not like all really done up, thought. they all look their best. When they're just kind of, when, like,
a natural look.
The girls like are all like naturally beautiful and like when they're, whatever, they look great either way. Like mm-hmm. I do genuinely think they're all very like pretty people, but like, I don't know. But I think why the show is so, has struck such a chord is that they're just so messy.
Yeah, they're really messy. And they're all really emotionally immature. So that's
yeah,
also
and,
makes
and
it
I relate
to watch.
That. And like, yeah. I feel like, I think we, they bring out, like they represent like parts of ourselves that maybe we're like, kind of like, ugh.
They kind of shine, they put the mirror, they force you to look in the mirror.
They truly do. Like more, I mean, even more so than like the Kardashians and like all that.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Because those shows felt really fake. They
yeah,
still feel like very
produced.
Feel very produced. Like,
this show feels like real, just like messy.
Yeah.
Like.
Messy drama, relationships. Screwdrivers.
Like orange juice and vodka.
Yeah.
That's what the show is to me.
That is
like,
it.
Poland Spring vodka bottles. Like vodka in a water bottle, you know?
Totally.
There was some great, I forget what season it was. Sorry if I'm meandering.
No, you're not.
There was a great, I think they were they selling something or they were doing something early in the morning for, I think for Kristen, was she moving? She was having a yard sale or something.
Oh, that was the day that. Everyone found out that Kristen and Tom had like slept together because they were all out the night before
yeah.
and Katie got like blammo
right.
and then like blurted it out.
Right.
And then they all showed up
but
to
I
the
feel,
yard sale.
I'm pretty sure I remember one of them at least had like a, I think either Kristen or someone had a water bottle full of vodka.
Like a roadie.
Yeah.
They come prepared. They know.
They do.
What's good about them is they know what they need.
They know.
You know?
That's like how, that's like, I mean, in my wild days, like, I was like, that's how I operated. I would be like, all right, if I'm going to be at this place, I know I have to have, like, this X factor,
yeah.
And this mix them all, you know what I mean?
So, like, at least you can say...
They're competent.
They are. And also, I was just looking at my notes, and I wrote down my notes. Like, the best quote from Kristen when they're getting ready, and she's like... She's like trying to make sure Stassi has everything she needs.
Yeah.
And she's like, you need an Adderall, Plan B, and condoms.
Yeah.
Like, do you have your kit? Like, if you're going to get your
yeah.
kit, like, that's what you need in the kit.
Like and an earthquake
like,
kit.
Yeah. I was like, Kristen, honey.
Well, it's always on.
A Plan B and condoms?
It's always like 0 to 300. Like, she's speeding down the highway at all times. And that's what I love about her. She might be my favorite character because
she's
I just love
favorite.
How she's just always like, floor it, you know, like she's
yeah.
always like she's the person in like a Fast and the Furious movie that has like the one-liners
mm-hmm.
like ready to go, you know, like have you ever seen Michelle Rodriguez in Avatar?
Yeah,
she was like the really like kind of sassy helicopter pilot.
Oh yeah.
And she always had like these incredible lines, like
that's Kristen.
Yeah,
she's such a Michelle.
Yeah, just like
they're very similar.
Michelle Rodriguez is always suspended in the air after diving off a yacht. She's always midair.
Yeah.
Falling in Ibiza.
Mm-hmm. Living her truth. She literally lucked out, like, got
oh, yeah.
the Fast and Furious jobs, and she's
millions.
Like, well, that's all I got. Now I get to drink.
These people are so rich, the Fast and Furious people.
Yeah.
Like, Paul Walker, God bless his soul. Like, genuinely,
yeah.
like,
R.I.P.
Great guy, mm-hmm. from what I've read. Like, very, but like, he was fucking rich.
Yeah, they're like, loaded.
They're loaded, and good for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, Michelle Rodriguez, she got in that, and she's just like...
She's done now.
Just gonna drink.
Yeah, she's like, no,
gonna drink some
little.
Beer.
Yeah, party.
Party, party.
I cannot get over Adderall, Plan B, and condoms. It's a lot.
But it's so honest. That's
not really honest.
You know, it's
a glimpse into exactly what would be in Kristen's kit.
Yeah, it's truly, it's her earthquake kit. Adderall, I guess, to stay focused on the date. If you start getting like, if you, because listen, I've been on dates when I was drinking. I had been on dates where like maybe I wasn't feeling it, or just maybe I didn't eat like enough that day or something, and
mm-hmm.
I would just get like, I'd find myself be like, oh wait, I'm drunk, you know, like, and but it maybe didn't want to be, and like
yeah.
I was just like, I had to kind of fake it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's, I guess that's what she means by taking Adderall.
And Adderall just to keep you. Keep some pep in your step.
Keep some pep. Which is like kind of troubling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all very troubling. It's all
anytime
very...
Anytime an Adderall is, like, casually thrown into the mix is, like...
Yeah.
But as the fact that you need...
You need
like,
it to, like...
did you pack this? Because...
Yeah.
You probably need it.
You're gonna need it.
Is, like,
a,
with Adderall
date.
Is, like, a scary thing to me. Just because, like, amphetamine is, like...
Yeah.
A different...
Adderall
ballpark.
Is crazy. Like, crazy.
Like, if someone said, like, did you pack a Xanax Plan B in condoms?
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where but, is it? 10 yeah, like, milligram? But, like, an Adderall connects yeah. something far
and Adderall
more
makes,
sinister.
Adderall is so sinister.
It's
that is
sinister,
such a perfect adjective.
Yeah.
It's a very sinister, like... like, if I had to take it in college for, like, to write something... And I rarely did it. Like,
yeah.
I didn't... I'm not... that. I wasn't about that Adderall life. Mm-hmm. But, like, it makes people aggressive. It
makes people crazy.
And, like, mad.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, mad.
Very angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, maybe not the best thing to
but
do.
But I get
you're
it.
Trying
but
to
I,
have, like, a
but
romantic.
It was... Yeah. You didn't need to take an Adderall on your first date.
You're like, sorry, just like...
Yeah, kinda, sorry. Like, yeah. I'm not eating...
Not hungry, no.
No.
Mm-mm. Dad entry, though. I could do dad. Like,
yeah.
You should
so tell me about
that.
Traveling.
Yeah. Okay. The Sir photo shoot is a
oh, man.
Whole thing
so,
that made a comeback now. Because I don't think we got one
we
last season.
No. I mean...
The last Sir photo shoot was like the... There was like the biker theme.
Yeah.
The like 50s kind of Greece biker theme.
This
one
was a little gloss over.
Yeah.
It felt a little, because it was like a little like, oh. And I loved when Jax cracks me up, because sometimes he can make these like low-key brilliant jabs.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, yeah, we fuck, he's like, yeah, we need this picture because the website hasn't been updated. Like, Kristen and Stassi are still on it. And they haven't worked here in years.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. They're still on the website.
I know. I love that Jax also just took a stand and refused to get a spray tan.
Also, I'm the most attracted to him. I think he is.
Okay,
I want to like, I want to perch on his shoulder.
Okay, so I think every gay guy that I talk to totally is all in for Peter.
I'm all in for Peter.
Yeah.
I think because he seems sturdy and he's like not really
like
in.
Physically sturdy?
Yeah, and spiritually sturdy. And he's not really in the thick of things. Right?
No, he has a real job managing
yeah.
the restaurant.
I mean, he's managing a successful restaurant, which, by the way, I walked behind for the first time. I
oh, you went to the alley?
Yeah. Cause
it's
I,
a magical
I was
place.
At something on that street, and I was like, oh, this is the parking lot that
yeah.
they smoke cigs in.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was. I
it
felt
feels
it.
Like a real safe space.
Mm-hmm. And you could hear the kind of tepid beat pulsing in the background.
Peter, it's funny that you say that because... And that you
is.
Had mentioned Avatar earlier because he did a short film that he's calling his Avatar, which I think is the short.
I'm speechless. Wait, like a science fiction.
He did a science fiction movie.
Because he's an actor.
Well, he directed it. He's a
oh,
director.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
And that's the one that Sandoval's in. So you should keep an eye out for that and then try and.
I'm into anything Peter does.
Cool. You should check it out.
Like I've yet to go into Sir, but I think. I'm waiting for my sister to come.
Oh, yeah. It's a good sister
yeah,
family
she's,
place.
She loves the show. But yeah, it was all about when Peter was getting spray tanned and Jax didn't want it.
Jax didn't want it, but then allowed it to all happen at his apartment.
Yeah, because I think Jax gets turned on by like, I think he's turned on by it.
Yeah.
I think Jax is just omnisexual. And I think he just likes...
Attention.
I think he likes attention and he likes to just be around it.
And like nakedness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tracks, I feel like.
But it was kind of a blah shoot. No
Tom
one looked
and
happy.
Ariana's looked hot.
They always look great.
They looked incredible.
Tom has looked, I mean, aside from the streaks in his hair, which is like.
You're not into those?
No, I'm. No. No, 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 no. It's very.
I accept them.
I'm trying to think of who. It's a little like Miranda Priestley. Like, it's a little like Meryl, like streaks.
It's like floral.
Meryl
Streep. For spring.
Groundbreaking.
Meryl
no, it's
Streak.
Meryl Streak.
He is a Meryl Streak. He's acting his ass off this season. That is
no,
him.
It's very like it's. I guess I do love it in a way because it's very like power lesbian from 2002.
I mean, it's a Clea DuVall like whole fucking vibe. I'm into any sort of like out there kind of like experimental look where you're just gonna say like this
maybe
is
I'll
what
give it.
I'm doing.
I'm gonna give it a new. Now that you brought in some people I love,
mm-hmm.
so.
So you feel different now.
I feel different now.
I love that.
Meryl Streak.
Meryl Streak. That is him.
Yeah.
That's like his true essence always.
But he's looking good.
He looks great. His body is insane.
He's the best body I've ever seen.
It's an incredible body.
He's so handsome. Like, he really is handsome.
He's handsome. He and Ariana are very sexy. Like, when they came on Pump podcast, I was like, God, I want to, like, hang out with them. Like, I would love to have a threesome with them. Like, there's so many things, and they're fun.
Yeah.
And, like, Tom also, for any listeners that want to go take, like, a little trip back in time and listen to, like, I think the first time that they were on Pump podcast, he gave us, like, he would always give me, like, the rundown of, like, what kind of diet pills and, like, fat burners and, like, exercise supplements.
Oh, shit. I need to go revisit that.
Yeah. It was, like, really major. He did a whole advice on all the fat.
I love that he's so, like, comfortable with, like, being very, like, metro.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that to me, like, at first, when he was with
Kristen, he's, like, doing his hair straightener.
And he was, like, that was just so messy.
But they're also, their relationship was in such a dark place at that point.
I know. It's, but like, he was, like,
they truly hated each other so much.
Remember when he performed at that outdoor concert?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dark.
And then she was like, wow!
Yeah, she was like,
trying to like dance at the front of it.
Like Gwyneth, like she was trying to be Gwyneth Paltrow with Chris Martin. Like, yeah. Gwyneth would be at the concerts and be like, yeah, with her hand up. But yeah, Tom and Ariana are they're great.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with them.
Yeah, they're great.
Let's like call them
right now. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Their photo shoot, because they posted some of the photos got posted on Twitter over the weekend, and I saw them and it took my breath away. I was like, God, these two are just like stunning.
Yeah. No, they're like the best.
Everyone else, I would actually love a photo of like Lisa at that huge table with like her entire like Sir Empire.
Mm-hmm.
I was into that pic.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'd frame it and put it somewhere.
It felt a little just kind of like, Lisa was like, all right, let's just do this. Like, I mean, I guess maybe they were like, it'll be a plot point on this episode. We need something to fill this.
Yeah.
But it was not sexy to me. I don't know. But I'm confused. So Schwartz just came in because he's hot.
Schwartz just gets to come in because he's hot, and he's like beautiful. A big fixture on the show now. So they like, right. And they needed more guys, I guess.
Remember when Schwartz had a panic attack because he had to work?
Yeah.
He like had never.
They were
done
like,
it.
"Can I have a glass of rosé?" And he was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
and like left.
Yeah,
he just left the restaurant.
He left the job.
I don't think he.
And Katie was like, Katie called him out. She was like, "So you had a panic attack because you actually had to do something?"
I think how does Schwartz make a living? I think that he must be like a rich kid or something, like secretly have family money, because like I don't know if you can really subsist on a modeling job every like 6 months.
I mean, he's definitely like has model looks.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I like picture people like modeling, I picture them on the runway. Mm-hmm. I could see him like on a runway.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's.
But
I don't
now
think
he's too,
I don't think he's a heavy hitter, and he's a little past.
He's too old to be like.
Well, men, unfortunately, in our terrible like patriarchy world, like
I know, but I still
men,
think it's
men
like,
have longer careers.
35 is kind of like I don't think you're gonna go. Like make a impression unless you're like on David Carl Gandy. Lagerfeld and like
yeah
get fuck flown Carl out.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, he sucks.
Sorry.
I'm with the real Meryl Streep on that one.
Oh my god, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Ugh, rude.
What was I saying? Yeah, I don't know what Schwartz does. He has something going on.
Something's
maybe he's
happening.
Do you think it's shady?
No, I just think maybe he has like an inheritance or something. Like maybe he has a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
To where he just literally doesn't have to do anything but, like, try to kind of model every once in a while. It just seems interesting to me. Because I guess you have the paycheck from the show.
Which is probably good
at this point. Modeling gigs, which are probably not too bad.
He could be, like, one of those models that, like, the...
Like, maybe he just books huge jobs, like...
I went on a date with a guy who... He said he models, like, his torso. Like, he's... You know how... Some models, like, they get, like, they're, like... They're just
like,
their,
fitness models?
Yeah, just, like, parts of their body are modeled. Yeah. And they make, like, bank.
Wow.
And, like, I forget. I think I went on, like, a date with a guy who, like... And he was, like, also, like, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, but I was kind of like, oh, shit. That's, like...
That's hot.
Yeah. But also, like, good for you. That's, like, really smart.
Hey.
So maybe he does that shit.
Yeah. Can we talk about Lisa's hairstyle during the Sir photo shoot? It was, like, a weird bump it. But also kind of like an Ariana Grande half up, half down.
Lisa's fashion has always been questionable to me.
Lisa's fashion...
Her and Luann.
...works for her because I think it like...
Her and Countess Luann.
Yeah.
kind of are similar in a weird way to me.
Kind of. But Luann is always serving a major statement jewelry. And I can get behind that any day of
Luann's
the week.
Always wearing like jeans and like a sweater coat.
Well, I haven't watched the last season of Housewives of
and
New
like
York.
A belt.
Yeah.
You know?
When I was on board with Luann, I feel like she was always doing, she might have still been a countess, but she was always just doing like crazy, like turquoise statement jewelry.
Yeah.
I was like, how many do you have 4,000 necklaces in like a closet somewhere? Like, how do you have this much statement jewelry?
It's just like the stuff you see in like the knick-knack.
Yeah. Like sterling silver.
Yeah. But I feel like Lisa kind of has, for me, has always been kind of like, with like her hair.
Her hair always, I think,
amazing.
Is looking really good and like hot rollery, which is like a style that I really, truly love.
Yeah.
But then like this photo shoot, she entered with like that ponytail and I was like, I was just really taken aback. Yeah.
I usually love her hair. I usually think, because she just exists in this period. She exists in like her own time for me.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what is what I mean by questionable. I'm just kind of like, she's so out of...
It's like, it's her Lisa Vanderpump
style.
It's its own style.
It's timeless, I guess.
If you're her.
if you're Lisa Vanderpump, it's timeless.
Because she's been dressing like that the entire time she's existed.
Yeah, she literally, like since she was a little girl.
Everything timeless.
Since she was a little girl, she was dressing like that.
Yeah.
So I guess...
Like a pencil skirt.
Yeah, she's the only person in the history of ever who could pull that off.
Yeah.
So maybe we can't even comment on her hair.
Maybe not.
Maybe she's exempt. But also, I didn't like it.
Really, truly, the final thing that I need to say is that Brittany drank a glass of milk. And then she was like,
"Yeah,
I love milk." I was like, what?
Brittany puzzles me.
She's
because they're really nice
era.
To her.
Yeah.
The girls all love her because I think they all like know that she's like probably too good for Jax.
She's way too good for Jax.
She's way too good for Jax.
And she's also really she's sweet. Not a threat to them, I don't think. I don't think they view her, they're not threatened by her.
They
so then
should.
They should
don't
be.
Sleep on Brittany.
No, don't. She's the one potentially getting the spinoff. Like Brittany's laughing all the way to the bank. But like.
They'll hate her when she has a spinoff.
Maybe.
That's what always happens.
Yeah.
Like when Bethany got big.
Watch out.
But like, I'm not captivated by her. Like Kristen, I would watch a Kristen show in a second.
Oh yeah.
But like Brittany is just cool. Like, but that's not what I want to watch on a reality show.
But she's like, if she's doing things like just like drinking, she's kind of like an Anna Nicole Smith.
She's just like drinking milk.
She's like, I love milk. And I was like, what? I was really thrown by that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, to Jack, she's like, you look so handsome. And he's like, thanks.
He was like, yeah, thanks. And he's like,
she's like, what about me?
He's like, I already told you twice. That was like,
see,
that was
that's the crack in the relationship that I'm talking about where I'm like.
That comment really, that stuck, that was like red flag for me. It was like, so he's counting how many times he's said how good she looks. Like. When you have to count how many times you're like complimenting your sig other and to remind like,
and then she's going to be like, oh, you're right. Never mind.
Yeah. So I'm kind of waiting for her. Maybe I feel like she's going to have a moment where she snaps.
Yeah. But I feel like this tension is also laying the groundwork for like their tense, like reality show, which I could watch, but it's also like, I'm not necessarily thrilled by the idea of watching like a sweet young woman getting shit on by Jax Taylor.
It was a moment in the show that like, upset me like
because he gets away
deeply.
because he gets away with being like a horrible person because he's kind of like funny and fun to watch, but it's also like you've traumatized people so much.
I mean,
in the show and your entire life,
the image of his bleeding face and the fight scene in like the first season,
like smiling
just
through
smiling
the blood
and like what, like he had something in his eyes that was just not there.
Yeah,
like he was not. So to see him, I don't know if I want to see him again, like you just said, like emotionally devastate a nice woman.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch a show with him, I want to see him get humiliated.
Maybe that'll be
is
like
that,
a
is that bad to say?
No, that's like your truth.
I feel like he's probably into that a little. Maybe. Maybe he just needs someone to like humiliate him.
Maybe. Hopefully Bravo's listening.
Can we ask him?
Yeah.
Can he come on? And I'll just come on as like, we have questions from the audience. And I'll be like, do you like to be humiliated?
Yes or no.
But Brittany is too cool. I think she's just too cool and nice.
Yeah, she's too nice.
Do you think they're going to stay together?
I don't know. I feel like people are trying to say like they're going to get married or they're built to that. And I'm like, honey, Jax
have you
is like
really
not-
fast before we end our fire chat. What's like the, because I've I think maybe in the beginning I like started. I know a lot of people that are into, obviously, like, love this show.
Yeah.
Everyone watches this show, by the way.
Like, everyone.
It's,
if you don't watch this show, you're an you establish yourself as an untrustworthy person.
So I have to just say, like, my closing remarks. Mm-hmm. I have closing remarks. So
go
my
ahead.
Closing remarks. I just wanted to say, like, put it out there. Like, yes, I've maybe perhaps said some things that are like critical of this of these people, but I truly think that this is like one of the most entertaining reality shows that ever existed. And I think that these people are genuinely, like, interesting. And I would, if I met them, I would probably tell all these things that I said to them. And I think that they would probably be, but, like, they would talk about it, you know? Like,
yeah.
They're just, it seems like they're just who they are.
You know what? They're who they are. They're engaged. And
they're present.
They're present.
They're living in this time.
They're kind of here for it in a way. They court the attention.
Yeah.
I would not be doing this podcast if I didn't love the shit out of this show and think it's truly one of the biggest, like, culturally relevant things that's ever happened ever.
And in these dark times,
we need these
people. I need these people. I need Kristen's earthquake kit, you know? Like, God bless her. And, like, you know, I think that will help a lot of people, maybe. But what was I going to say? I had one more closing remark.
Maybe about Jax or Brittany.
Oh, my question was, is there, like, what's the other, because I know, like, we watch it maybe with, like, a tint, like, a, there's, we watch it, like, we can laugh at it, but, like, what's, like, the cult of Vanderpump? Have you, like, explored, like, are there forums, are there chats going on?
There's, like, lots of chats. There's, like, Facebook groups. There's a lot of talk on Reddit about the show.
What's, like, that, what is the general, like, vibe of that? Is it hostile?
I think that people, there's two types of people in this world, I've decided, is the people who watch Vanderpump Rules and, like, appreciate it and think that it's hysterical,
right,
and, like, need to, like, talk about it and, like,
yeah,
suss out their feelings about,
right,
it. And then there's people that watch it and think, like, wow, these people are so cool, and, like, I actually, like, love everything that they do, and, like, am into them as, like, human beings.
Okay.
True, though, because I've, like, also, and I've seen instances of this, especially on social media, there are people that have, like, dedicated their entire, like, Twitter accounts to, like, tweeting at Vanderpump Rules cast members,
like, fan page, almost
like fan page, and, like, supporting them and being like, girl, like, you tell them, like, blah 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 blah, and
right,
then they'll also,
and they'll retweet them,
yeah, and they are friends with them on Twitter, they'll follow them back and, like, fave their tweets.
Oh,
and stuff. It's fascinating.
Do they, like, so they, like, DM their fans?
Yeah, if you're, like, a diehard super fan,
they'll, like, you could, there's a chance you could, like, be their friend.
Yeah,
so
at least on social media. I mean, if you're a diehard super fan, there's a chance that you can be their friend IRL. It's happened. I've seen it. It's a wild world out there, but the good news is that there's something for every kind of Vanderpump fan.
I'm like...
You're crying.
I'm crying.
Because you're so happy.
Because to know, like, God, I want, like, you know what? If you need that, like, it's good to know that there are people on shows that, like, will do that. It's good to know that this exists. I'm just really happy that the show exists.
I'm so happy.
And I'm really happy I was on this podcast.
I'm so glad to have you. You're
and
gonna,
I hope,
you're
I hope
have
I,
to come back.
I hope I was a good guest.
You're an amazing guest.
Okay.
That and baritone I, voice. Are
and
you
I'm also
me?
I'm also, like, afraid that they're going to follow me because I live here now. They're going to follow me down, like, on my walk home from work.
Oh, my God.
I walk home from Hollywood. I live in West Hollywood and I work in Hollywood and
You
it's
might
like
see them.
I'm going to see them. You're like, I'm afraid I'm going to, like, go into Rite Aid and see. Like,
you're going to see them one day. You live in West Hollywood. Now you're in. You're in the zone. I saw Kristen and Carter the other day, like, as I was finishing up a workout.
Did
class.
You say hi?
No, I didn't. I was, like, coming out as they were passing, and I was like, I feel like they probably aren't caring for me too much right now. So, like, I don't want to, like, ruin their Sundays or, like, have a tense
right.
moment. You know what I mean? Like, they're with their dogs. I actually noticed their dogs before I noticed them. I was like, is that Gibson? And then sure enough, it was the surface.
Great name for a dog, by the way.
It's a cute name.
Yeah. They have good taste.
Yeah.
They all have good.
Carrie, that is a scary thing that you just said. Very earnestly look me in the eyes and you're like, they have good taste.
I just said that, didn't I? That was a moment that I'm really glad only...
Wow.
Only we have...
That's a major thing.
Only you will be able to remember that moment.
Maybe everyone will remember it.
With that note.
On that note, I bid you farewell. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. I love the Vanderpump Rules cast.
Same.
KK, love you.
Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.